When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So home buyers feeling a squeeze, home prices continue to rise while the supply of homes fails to keep up with demand. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said this week that President Trump may declare a national housing emergency this fall. So Bessent's comments come as a new Wall Street Journal poll finds that a majority of Americans say they have little or no confidence that they could buy a home if they wanted to.
So that's where you're facing right now. If you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to refinance and make it a little more affordable. How can we help you? So if you're watching this channel, most likely you own a house or you're looking to buy. So we're going to try to help you understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it, because this is a huge piece of home affordability. Folks, my name is Dan Free. I do this report every day to help inform you guys of this stuff. So let's get over to today's news. Basically, what we're seeing in the market right now is everything's just froze. If you look at, it's froze because of the government shutdown, but look at the stock market. Yesterday, it was up a little bit. Today, it's up a little, down a little bit. But if you take out the Dow Jones, and yesterday, if you took out the NASDAQ, look at the market here. S&P, 20 points. NASDAQ, 37 points. Russell, 17. You got a VIX still at 16, so there's no anxiety levels on Wall Street. You also have a pullback in crypto, and oil is pulling everything is dropping right now, except for mortgage rates. Well, the MBS market. So if you watch my channel, every day we come in and we help you understand what's going on with mortgage rates. Okay, and the reason why I do that is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states. Folks, I've been doing this for over 30 years. So if you want to work with me, use my expertise to get you into a new home maybe, or trying to get that best opportunity to refinance, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. But here's also what's happening in the mortgage market. So if you follow mortgage rates, this is bad news. I mean, really bad news. So when mortgage rates or the price of this bond is, which we're focusing in on here, when this number goes down, and it's continued to go down, it was 22 when we started this. Let's pay attention to it as we walk through it. As this goes down, interest rates are going up. Here's the weird thing about this. And let's go over to here. Right there, you have a company. Actually, two lenders come in and reduce their rates, which is really odd. And then another one come in and raise their rates. So what's going on behind the scenes? I think right now, most mortgage companies and banks, they just don't know what's going on, just like you guys. So they're just going to hold rates steady until they really find out all that government numbers that are coming out. So some companies, if they want a little more business, they'll drop those rates. If companies, you know, aren't feeling the pinch yet, they'll keep their rates where they are, a little bit higher. That's why we offer a service that I talk about all the time. I made this slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan, your mortgage loan, with over 30 different lenders. I'll give you how we do that at the end, but I want to go over to this. I want to show you more things on where the consumer, basically everything's on freeze right now. Let's get over to CNBC. We'll get over to Becky, and the report this morning is how durable, or what's the consumer doing right now? Are they also in a deep freeze? Because that's what we don't need. We're a society of consumers, so let's see how the consumer is faring out right now. Let's get over to CNBC. Becky, take it away for me.
A retail report is out right now. Steve Leisman joins us with the numbers, and Steve, what's the news?
Morning, Becky. Consumers hit the pause button in September after 2 months of good gains, according to the CNBC NRF Retail Monitor. Hopes are that it's a pause that refreshes ahead of this approaching holiday season. Never too early to start thinking about that. The Monitor, which is powered by real credit card spending data from Affinity Solutions, dropping 0.7% for total retail sales ex auto and gas, the first decline in 3 months. Take out restaurants and the index falling 0.5%. Year over year, both lower, but at 5.4 and 5.7, remains strong and above the long run average. So that's good. But for the month, there was both widespread and steep decline. 7 of the 12 categories fell, with one unchanged. The declines were led by furniture, restaurants and bars, and general merchandise. Electronics and appliances, they were lower. Their decline was lower. It's becoming shallower, but it's the sixth decline in a row in what could be continued payback from tariff front-running purchases. April was unusually strong, for example. Sporting goods, building and garden supplies, and digital products, they led the upside sectors, you can see right there. NRF saying in their commentary, quote, amid continued economic uncertainty, consumers opted to preserve spending power in preparation for the important holiday season. Maybe some wishful thinking by the NRF may turn out to be right, but there remains much uncertainty about the holiday season, with a government shutdown, a soft jobs market, and the possibility that some tariff price increases have yet to be felt by consumers and could be there when they go to shopping. We go to shop for the holiday season. Government was set to be published, the retail sales numbers, next Thursday. It looks likely to be among a slew of key data points, including the CPI, that will not appear, Becky.
So that's not good news, but it's saying the consumer's steady. So here's some other good news that we have. You know, as we see oil coming down, and those tariffs still don't seem like they're coming through. And the analysis reports I'm seeing right now is a lot of people are maybe just sitting on the sidelines, companies waiting to see what the next person does to see, you know, what they're going to do. Kind of like we saw in mortgage rates right through here just a little bit ago. We saw the MBS. Even the MBS is down 23 ticks. Mortgage companies shouldn't be actually posting lower rates. That's kind of odd. But I do want to go over to here. Here's an interview that I had on News Nation. Now, I don't know. Hopefully, guys aren't peeking at the date. But I just want to show you this interview. And they reached out to me. They want to get news on the housing market and things like that. Let's just watch this briefly. And I'll reveal the date to you here in a minute. You might even see it right at the top. But let's look at this report. And I've been calling this prediction over the last couple of years. And a lot of people say, Dan, no, you haven't. Well, here's a report I did a year ago. And let's see what my take was on the market then. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you what the markets are doing now and some of the reasons why we're in this deep freeze that we're in.
So let's bring in Dan Frio, a mortgage advisor and host of Rate Update with Dan Frio on YouTube. Dan, great to see you. Thank you so much for your time. So a lot of experts, economists, real estate executives expected sales activity to tick up this year. It did not. What are the ripple effects?
It's if you understood kind of what happened in 2008, there was a dynamic back there that isn't in play today. But what we're seeing right now is so many people refinanced over the last few years at rates at like 2-4%. Those people are kind of locked in. They, like, for example, in my situation, if I sell my house now, I have a fixed rate at 2.6%. So if I went and bought a new house now, it'd be that much more. So that's what's happening right now. And a lot of people, what I talk about on my show daily is exactly this, you know, what's causing mortgage rates to go up. So here's what you're seeing. The people with existing homes, they're not selling because they're locked in at that rate. You have builders, and we focus in on builders every day, you know, what the building permits look like and everything else in that area. Those aren't coming up as well. So we have a lack of inventory, and it's truly there. So I've been saying for the last 2 years, we're going to have a completely stagnant market because, you know, of this. You're not going to see that crash. Well, you might see it in areas such as, you know, especially down in Florida where they had the hurricanes and things like that right now. But most of the country, you usually have a crash, if you think about it, in anything. If you think of stocks or bonds or car prices and even home prices, the only time you get a crash is when you have an excess amount of inventory. So what we're seeing right now is inventory is ticking up, but it's nowhere close to even where we've been in the past. So right now, that's what's causing the home prices to stay stagnant or even increase a little bit. And then on the other side of the frame, mortgage rates, since the Federal Reserve cut rates on September 18th, rates have been up every day since then. And it's a bond issuance problem that we have right now.
All right. So Dan, being that so many people predicted incorrectly, when do you think things will actually bounce back? And how much do you think the results of the presidential election could influence what happens?
I try not to get political. A lot of people are like, okay, we know which way you swing. The deficit is detrimental right now. And it's what's happening with mortgage rates is this, and a lot of people don't understand. It's the bond issuance. So for example, our country, we have a deficit. Okay, what is a deficit? Well, a deficit means you don't have enough money to pay your bills. So like me and you, if we have a deficit, we put it on a charge card. Okay, what the government does is they issue bonds. Okay, so that's, you have a huge glut of bonds in the market. We have the federal deficit right now at $35 trillion and growing daily. And then you have a lot of the carrots that people dangle in front of your face, like, you know, you'll get a $25,000 credit to buy your first house and things like that. We don't need the government continue to give things away. That's a big part of this. And then another part of it is the world. You have China, Japan, Germany, all these other countries issuing a ton of debt, and that's hitting the market. So what investors are choosing right now is they're looking through all this debt that's out there, and they're picking the things with the highest security and the highest payouts. And that's why if you're seeing mortgage rates, they're think of it, if you bought a government bond, a U.S. government bond, there is 0% chance of default. If you bought a mortgage bond, and that's how mortgage rates are created, there's default. Well, if you have the same rate on each one of them, investors are going to choose the one with no default. So that's what's pushing up mortgage rates to get that yield that investors want or need to buy mortgage bonds. So that's increasing mortgage rates, making it even tougher. And then you have insurances. If you look at the PCE and the CPI, insurance, especially on homes, I think they're up 50% year over year. So that's also, you know, causing the prices of homes or your payment to be out the roof. And I get it. So I've been calling the last 2 years, I'm like, the market's going to be stagnant. You have all these people landlocked on their homes. You don't have builders coming to with their supply. And then also the mentality with people, they're used to seeing rates 2-4%. Now when you see 6 or 7, you kind of freak out.
Oh yeah.
So that's the whole thing kind of in a nutshell.
You kind of look at a lot of people on the sideline, whether they are potential sellers or potential buyers.
Okay. So that is that. So let's roll over. Thank you for watching that. So now let's roll over. When I did that, I said that the deficit was at $35 trillion. It's now $37 trillion. So we didn't fix this problem. Okay, so some of the things that we're going to talk about is, and we're going to talk about in tomorrow's episode a little more in detail, is Bessent. He's the Secretary of the Treasury. He's coming out now saying our deficit is actually lower on a GDP ratio than it was in the past, and we're not in a bad situation. So we're going to talk about this, how the deficit, and I hate it just as much as anybody else, how this is actually maybe going down. And so shouldn't that help when it comes to rates? Shouldn't the inflation numbers help with it when it comes to energy? Should the jobs market, it's stable, but on the weak side. So shouldn't this trigger multiple rate cuts by the Fed? Well, let's get over to see what the predictions are there. So let's get over to the Fed Federal Watch tool. You can find this at the CME FedWatch website. In 19 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? Well, we watch this every day just to get an insight on what we think they're going to do. There's a 95% chance they're going to cut at this meeting. There's an 81% chance they're going to cut at the next meeting. So be patient, folks. Rates are going to stay stagnant. Is there the ability of them to tremendously drop? No. No, because that deficit's still there and we still have the inflation or the tariff news. Is it going to be deemed legal, illegal? What's going to happen there? Because that would only add to our national deficit, making things even worse. So we're kind of in a pendulum right now. Could rates go down further? Is the GDP advancements enough to offset the inflation and our deficits? And or is other markets going to absorb all this data and actually help mortgage rates and help the markets overall? Only time's going to tell. So if you're new to my channel, I'd love for you to subscribe. You can go to theRateUpdate.com, but let me go to my website just to show you guys a few little tools that we have to help you guys out. So if you're interested in reaching out to us for some assistance, like I said, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, click that link right up through there. And it was our most recent live event where we go over and we show you guys exactly what we do. We people call in or they text in, they give us their data and we can show them live pricing and how we can compare your program or your situation with over 30 different lenders. And obviously, we're going to go with the lowest one. We're going to show you how we can do that all on that video. And if you're looking to buy, check out right through here. We have a video. Whoa, where did it go? We have a video on our home screen somewhere. I don't know if they took it off of here. Something's been updated, but we do have an update on our website. If you're looking to buy your first house, there's a $7,000 grant available for you there. But I'm going to have to reach out to our programmers to get that fixed. But if you need some help, or if you could do me one big favor, folks, if you haven't subscribed yet, I'm looking to get 40,000 subscribers by the end of this month. Only you guys can help me get there. We're about 850 away. So can we get there? Well, let's follow it and click down below where the count is right now. And then in a week or so, at the end of the month, we'll revisit that number and see if we got to 40,000. So thanks for watching. Nothing going on with these things. Everything's froze right now. Come back tomorrow to see what happens with these, the whys behind it, and are the markets going to move once again? We will see. Take care. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.